24/7.
It's 7:30 with AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning. A proposal for one final loan to the Champaign County Nursing Home has passed the County Board's Finance Committee with a requirement that the nursing home show plans for reducing its deficit by roughly half the amount of that loan. The measure sent to the June 19th County Board meeting will loan the cash-strapped nursing home $592,000. That would be enough to get it through the end of the fiscal year, November 30th. But in August, the nursing home must have identified $300,000 in spending cuts and new revenue. August was chosen because the county board may vote at that time to put a referendum on the November ballot asking for a property tax increase for nursing home operations. Finance Committee Chairman Brendan McGinty says the nursing home won't be getting any more loans after this one and must be able to prove its future viability.
If we reach August and we know that there's been no progress made in increasing revenue and decreasing expenses, we'll know that by the end of that $592,000, there will be no more money, and we will have to either start an exit strategy or come up with alternative plans.
McGinty says the county won't be able to afford another loan after this latest one, and the latest one will severely strain the county's finances. Administrator Andrew Buffenbarger says he'll certainly be able to show plans for cutting the nursing home deficit by $300,000 by August. He says it should be the last loan the nursing home needs, but he says he can't predict the future, just as he couldn't predict a cut in Medicaid funding that brought on the nursing home's current crisis. Drier conditions are helping bring levels down a bit on Lake Decatur. A city official, though, says there are still about 70 homes near the lake that either have yards submerged or have the potential to flood with more severe weather expected tomorrow, or today, rather. The Sangamon River, which supplies the lake, crested on Wednesday at Monticello, meaning a few billion gallons of water were left with nowhere to go. Decatur Assistant City Manager Billy Taya says the city is not at a point where residents will have to be evacuated, but they do have a backup plan in place. And despite a break from the rain, Lake Decatur will be closed for recreational use at least through the weekend. Taya is urging people to steer clear of the lake and river as a safety precaution.
We have to lower the gates of the dam in order to release some of that water from the lake. Unfortunately, that creates a situation where the current is very strong downstream, and we especially want to encourage people to stay away from there. I know that in the past we've had some folks who like to fish in the area, but it's really not the place to be now for fishing or any other kind of activity.
Lake Decatur is a foot higher than it normally is at this time of year. The city is providing some sandbags at Nelson Park Marina for those who need them. Rescue crews near Humboldt in Coles County pulled an unidentified body from a car in the Kaskaskia River yesterday. Charleston Fire Chief Chris Phipps says a witness saw the car swept into the river by high water. That report indicated two people were in the car, which Phipps says hasn't been ruled out. Workers have started picket lines and stopped work on some projects because of a contract dispute with the Indiana Construction Association. Members of the Laborers Union stopped working Wednesday on several projects in the Lafayette area. Its business manager says union members haven't had a wage increase for 2 years. Their union represents about 1,000 workers in 13 Indiana counties. Another local protested in Terre Haute. The Indiana Construction Association handles multi-employer collective bargaining for 43 contractors. It settled on new contracts with 5 labor unions whose contracts expired last week. Illinois ranks 13th in the U.S. when it comes to high school graduation rates. That's according to a new study researched and reported by Education Week. But as Mike Ree reports, there's more to the numbers.
Graduation rates are a tricky business. There are several different ways that states calculate them, and because of that, it's hard to compare results. Take Illinois. The state figures more than 87% of high schoolers graduated in 2005. But the new report puts that number at about 76%. Christopher Swanson is director of the group behind the study.
These measurement issues, although they may seem a little bit dry and arcane to some people, really tie into the accountability system in a very powerful way. It does matter how states are calculating their rates, and it matters whether they're accurate or not.
Swanson says the method Illinois uses could miscount dropouts and cause inflated graduation rates. However, the U.S. Education Secretary has advocated the method used by Illinois become the national standard. I'm Mike Ree.
According to the Auditor General, the costs of Illinois' 2 state fairs exceeded revenues last year. Yesterday's report from Illinois Auditor General William Holland said the 2007 fair in Springfield cost taxpayers more than $3.4 million. The DuQuoin State Fair exceeded revenues by more than $900,000 last year, although that's less than the nearly $940,000 deficit the year before. According to officials at the Illinois Department of Agriculture, the deficit at the state fairgrounds in Springfield is inflated by about $2.6 million spent maintaining the facility, but the audit says expenses for site maintenance and upkeep are only for those 10 days of the fair. Ag Department spokesman Jeff Squibb says the purpose of the fair is not to make a buck for the state, but to showcase the state's agricultural assets. Our next report is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
And this is our summer celebration here on AM 580. We're taking just a few minutes to enjoy some great music and remind you how important you are to AM 580. Our end of our fiscal year, just 3 weeks away, the dollars we have in the bank on June 30th will become an important part of our operating budget here at WILL next year. So call us now at 866-779-9455. And we've had several people also join us with contributions online this morning at willpledge.org. Time to welcome in our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, to talk about the weather. And Ed, this is garbage.